Olds, as they skated onto the ice for a matinee game on Monday against the Eagles in Canmore. The third game in 3 days. The Olds Grizzlies could be forgiven if they were a bit tired and down, especially after being shut out in the first 2 games of that series. But they didn't let that stop them. The Grizzlies allowed 2 goals in the first period of the February 20th game, but then roared back with 3 of their own in the second period and another in the third, to hang on for a 4-3 win, their 16th of the season. Gray Rampton led the way for the Grizzlies in that win with 2 goals and was named a game star. That made up for 2 really tough games on the road Saturday and Sunday nights. On Sunday, February 19, the Camrose Kodiaks shut out the Grizzlies 7-0 at the Sportsplex. The night before that, the Dragons hammered the Grizzlies 6-0 in Drumheller. In Monday's game, after allowing those 2 goals in the first period, Rampton got the Grizzlies on the scoreboard at 5:51 of the second frame with his 5th goal of the season, assisted by Cade Moxham, his 18th assist, and Ethan Coventry, who picked up his 3rd assist of the season. Tristan Baumung evened the score at 2-2 at the 7:36 mark of the second period with his 7th goal of the season, assisted by Jaden Watson, his 15th assist of the season. Rampton scored his 2nd goal of the game and 6th goal of the season at 10:17 on a power play, assisted by Jaden Ayogun, his 11th, and Watson, his 16th. In the third period, Connor Michaud rounded out the Grizzlies' scoring with his 9th goal of the season, assisted by Kyle Veneman, his 10th. The Eagles scored their 3rd goal of the game at the 19:15 mark of the third period, but couldn't get the equalizer. Marcus Cumberworth went the distance in net, stopping 32 of 35 shots. The Grizzlies fired 31 shots at Eagles goaltender Matthew Mullen. The Grizzlies now have a record of 1-6-3-7-3-1 for 36 points in 57 games and remain in last place in the 8-team Alberta Junior Hockey League's South Division. They now have 3 games left in their schedule. Their next 2 games are on the road, March 2 versus Camrose and March 3 in Calgary. They end their season at home March 5, welcoming perennial powerhouse the Brooks Bandits, the defending Centennial Cup champions. Game time is 4 p.m. On Monday, the Bandits were named the number 1 team in the Canadian Junior Hockey League.